A complete disaster. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky warning his people that Russian forces have left landmines behind in homes, even on corpses, as they pull back from the outskirts of Kiev. He's told Fox's special report with Brett Baer, while he is grateful for the U.S. sending military hardware that needs to get there more quickly.
If we can see that this, the process of transferring those weapons is getting slower, then people begin to ask the question, is it really true? Maybe there is some game behind it. I don't want to believe that some partners of ours are playing games.
The administration responding.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby saying in a statement tonight, the U.S. is sending an additional $300 million in military equipment to Ukrainian forces. The hardware includes laser-guided rocket systems, armor vehicles, and ammunition.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv reports for a second straight day, Russian troops have blocked a convoy of buses attempting humanitarian evacuation from the city of Mariupol. Federal judge in New York has refused to throw out Ghislaine Maxwell's conviction for sex trafficking, despite a juror's failure to disclose that he'd been a victim of sexual abuse. Maxwell's attorneys say had they known, they likely would have asked the juror be removed before the trial started. A judge in Los Angeles has ruled a landmark California law requiring publicly traded corporations to diversify their boards with members of certain underrepresented communities violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. Actor Will Smith has resigned from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for slapping comedian Chris Rock at Sunday night's Oscar Awards. Wall Street Friday, the Dow gained 139 points, NASDAQ up 41, the S&P 500 closed 15 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden Friday celebrating another healthy jobs report, but sidestepping questions about high prices.
When he was giving remarks on this jobs report, he only spoke for 8 minutes about the 431,000 jobs added in the month of March and the new pandemic era unemployment low of 3.6%. He notably did not take any questions on inflation, but it was the first time that we have heard the president not only blame Vladimir Putin for the high gas prices that we've been seeing, but also now for higher food prices as well. Food prices, though, have been steadily increasing since long before Russia invaded Ukraine. In January, overall inflation was up 7.4%. In February, it went up to 7.9%. And Putin didn't even invade until February 24th.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Inflation has now outpaced wage growth in the U.S. for 11 consecutive months. 12 people, including three U.S. Army soldiers, are accused in a large-scale gun trafficking ring. Attorney General Merrick Garland says soldiers stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, bought guns from dealers in Kentucky and Tennessee and sold them at a profit to Chicago gang members. In Georgia, only Governor Kemp's signature is required to loosen concealed carry requirements for handguns.
The measure would make Georgia the 25th state with what supporters call constitutional carry, where legal gun owners can carry concealed handguns in public without a permit. Under Georgia's current laws, people have to obtain a license to carry a loaded handgun outside their own homes, businesses, or cars. And the license application includes fingerprinting and a background check. Democrats say doing away with that will lead to more deadly shootings, including Stacey Abrams, who's making a second run for governor, challenging Republican incumbent Brian Kemp, who says he looks forward to signing the bill. Republicans say it'll make it easier for people to protect themselves. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.